Now back to Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
All right, get ready. Everybody sing with me. Here we go.
Do you remember?
Saturday is the 21st of September, but we couldn't wait to talk to our next guest. Earth, Wind, and Fire played two sold-out shows at the Hollywood Bowl over the weekend. They will receive the most prestigious award in the United States of America for lifetime artistic achievement, the Kennedy Center Honors, this December. We'd like to welcome to the show the lead singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire. It is Philip Bailey. First of all, congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot. Boy, you know what? And they proclaimed the 21st of September Earth, Wind, and Fire Day officially here in Los Angeles. So, for life.
Tell me about the weekend. How great was the Hollywood Bowl?
It was fantastic. You know, I mean, there's very few venues in the United States or in the world that has that kind of beauty and atmosphere. And, you know, it's just so amazing to see it, you know, sold out like that, you know, and they do fireworks and we have the orchestra. So it was just an incredible couple days. Wore me out, though. I had to stay in L.A. the next day and rest.
It's not the same, is it?
Yeah, we had a great time. That was our third time doing that over, you know, the years. But it was a fantastic experience.
Well, the Kennedy Center Honors, man, I mean, that is unbelievable. You have to be pumped for that. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Linda Ronstadt, Sally Field's going to be honored, and Sesame Street.
It's amazing. It really is. When you think about it, you know, that almost 50 years now for the band, we're still touring internationally and selling to packed out houses and still gaining fans all over the world, young fans, older fans.
Right.
It's amazing. And to have this prestigious honor bestowed upon us is just the top of the heap. It's fantastic. I'm gonna slow down those few days and just make sure that I take it all in and enjoy it with my family.
Of course. And do you guys perform at the Kennedy Center Honors, or do you let another band or someone else sing to you your songs?
Well, we were honored to be able to perform for Al Green when he was honored. And so, you know, like him, there's going to be a lot of different artists, and they keep it under wraps until the actual presentation.
Oh, okay. You get honored, and then they throw it at you and say, okay, guess who's going to be on stage singing your songs? That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And your son is in the band. How is that?
Oh, it's fine. It's great because he gets a chance to see the reason why I wasn't home when he was growing up.
Sure.
You know, so he's been with the band, I guess, for 10 years now.
Okay.
Almost 10 years. And, so we have a lot of fun.
I know it's been 10 years, but do you ever have that moment on stage? Like this past weekend, it's September, you're in L.A., it's a sold-out crowd, and you look back and you see your son. I mean, that's got to be a moment right there.
I mean, it definitely is. You know, especially, like you said, moments like those and moments like the Kennedy Honors. You know, it's fantastic to, not only to share them with him, but for him to be a member of the group.
Sure.
Is especially gratifying.
How many members perform for Earth, Wind, and Fire? How many are in the band right now?
12.
That is crazy. 12 people on stage.
It's not really. You got horns. You have, you know, like, it's a big sound. It always has been.
Absolutely.
You know, there was always 9 members of Earth, Wind, and Fire, their original members.
Yep.
And that was always without the horn section. So that you got 9, 10, 11, 12, 3 horns, 12 people.
Well, Philip, you've seen members come and go over the years. Is the one constant that's kept the band together the respect and great working relationship you have with Verdeen and Ralph? I mean, the three of you just click on all cylinders.
Yeah, that's very true. And we're very, very blessed that we have great chemistry. And we were this honor of continuing the legacy of Earth, Wind, and Fire was thrust upon us, you know, obviously about 25 years ago or more when Maurice stopped touring. But it's been an incredible journey for us to continue to build the brand and build the fan base and keep that music alive. It's been fantastic, and the fans seem to really appreciate it.
We're talking with Philip Bailey, the lead singer of Earth, Wind & Fire. You're still making solo music. You have the number one jazz album, Love Will Find a Way. Good for you, man.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you brought that up, and hope people go online and download it and stuff, because it's a project that I'm awfully proud of. I performed with a lot of A-listers, with Chick Corea and Christian McBride, and the list goes on. So, yeah, it's a fantastic project.
Is it easier to put together an album these days or harder than back in the day? I mean, because back in the day, you'd have to be there for weeks on end putting together an album. Now, everything is digital.
Well, this record took about almost 2.5 years to do.
Oh, wow.
Level in between touring, you know, with Earth, Wind & Fire, and getting away from it, coming back, coordinating, you know, everyone's schedules and so forth. But it was one that we wanted to do because, like those iconic records that we were able to do, it takes time to actually put together a project such as this. So, and we were very happy that it debuted number one on the jazz chart.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. Did you say to yourself when it hit number one, I mean, it debuted at number one on the jazz album charts. Did you say to yourself, I still got it?
Well, I say to myself, you know, I hope everyone downloads it and picks it up and they enjoy it, you know.
Right.
Because the comments that we've gotten about the project are exactly what we were hoping for. And so we were happy about it.
Let me ask you a question, because I come from a very large family. My mother loves to cook, but she loves to cook and then watch people react when they eat her food. When people hear your music, do you love to see the look on their face or how they react? I mean, especially you get immediate gratification when you're on stage.
Exactly. You do. You get that immediate reaction. You know, it either is or isn't, or it isn't. And that's the great thing about doing stuff live. We've been out doing the city wineries with my jazz sextet, and you do get a chance to see people react right away to the music. So it's a lot of fun.
You worked with Phil Collins on No Jacket Required, of course. Easy Lover, huge mega hit when the album came out. But as legend has it, the reason that the album was named No Jacket Required was because of an incident here at the Pump Room in Chicago. The maitre d' wouldn't let Phil Collins in because he didn't have the proper attire. He needed a sport coat. Now, before the album came out, he names the album. Does he call you up and say, listen, Philip, I'm going to name the album No Jacket Required? What do you think?
Well, you know, the album that Easy Lover was on my solo record called Chinese Wall. And then the record was such a huge hit and such a favorite that he also put it on No Jacket Required album, too. But it debuted on the Chinese Wall album of mine.
Wow. Did you know that you had something big and then he puts it on his album? I mean, it was just huge back in the day. Still to this day, people go crazy over it.
It was one of those songs that we wrote at the end of the project. We listened to everything and we said, we need one other song, and went in and wrote that song and recorded it the next day, and it became number one on the almost everywhere.
Isn't that how it always is? Hey, let's do one more. You know, we'll write this one real quick and record it and see what happens. And then all of a sudden it hits number one.
Well, that's not the way it always is, but we were fortunate.
Biggest moments in your career with Earth, Wind & Fire? Of course, the Kennedy Honors has to be probably close to number one, but what else?
Well, you know, we're also getting the American Portrait Honor this year, too. And you know, we're just extremely, I don't want to, you know, sound, you know, braggadocious and the awards and the accolades that we've gotten over 50 years. I think the biggest award is that the band is still relevant and still performing music at a very high level, you know, after all these years.
50 years,
still sought after.
That's not bragging, man. I would be very proud of that. Absolutely.
Well, I am, but, you know, I let other people say whatever they want to say, and, you know, just keep it at that.
Who did you look up to in the music industry? Who are your idols?
Well, you know, all the great jazz artists. You know, I'm a big jazzer fan, but I listen to everything. I mean, I listen to, you know, pop, rock, jazz, gospel, country, R&B, because I'm from Denver, Colorado,
so.
I listen to a lot of different stuff, you know, stuff that was in the house and stuff was on the radio.
Oh, that's great. And I do want to mention your charity, Music is Unity. I know you're very passionate about this foundation. Do you want to mention it and tell people about it?
Well, it's our charity, Music is Unity, is over 10 years old, and we benefit foster youth who are aging out of the system. A portion of our proceeds, Earth, Wind & Fire's proceeds, ticket proceeds, go to Music is Unity, and we fund different organizations that are helping these young folk on a daily with all their daily needs. And we also do a thing that we're doing actually tomorrow in Sacramento called our Backstage Soundcheck Program, in which we invite several youth to come down and learn about the business of touring and stay for the show and so forth from different foster organizations.
That makes
sense. You could learn more about it by going to musicisunity.org and see what we're doing and donate and find out more about it.
Good for you, because that makes such a huge impact on these kids nowadays, because they're looking for an outlet and they see people like you that made it big, and the whole entire process, when they see the process, it's like, okay, maybe I can do this too.
That's true. That's true.
And what are you doing on Saturday on the 21st of September?
We will be working.
Where are you going to be?
We will be in Washington in the Pacific Northwest.
So you're going to be in Washington. Okay. So next year for the 50th anniversary of Earth, Wind, and Fire, you get the Kennedy Awards honors in December. What's the big blowout? What are we going to do? Because I want to make sure that I'm going to be there.
You know, I don't even know. I don't even know. That's the first time I've ever gotten that question.
Okay. I'm sure there's going to be something, so I'll stay in touch with you. But I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Philip Bailey, go out and get his jazz album. It's called Love Will Find a Way. And, of course, the 21st of September, I hope everyone's going to listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire on Saturday. Thank you, Philip. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. It's 720 WGN. Bye-bye.